morning, friends. I hope you are well. Welcome to another episode of the Self-Improvement Project. This is another extra episode. This is me leaning into mastery, honing the craft, turning up. A lot of this podcast and I guess the behaviors and habits that I try to demonstrate here are things that can lead to a lot of successful things in life. When we find something that matters to us, we need to turn up and do it most days. Every day is possible, but adds an unspoken pressure to what we're supposed to love. When we define something that we love it, there's an extra obligation that we then heighten the expectation of how we behave with it. But love should excite you. Love should be wholesome, be warming, be something that you feel good for doing so. Obviously, apart from the relationship side of things, think about your health. Health is love. It's a love relationship. It's something that you have to turn up and do the difficult things sometimes, do the disciplined things, do the things that you would rather do the easy thing, or I guess the more tasty thing. But when we find something that we're leaning into, that we love, we enjoy, we experience that feeling of satisfaction when we do it, then we have to show the discipline to turn up more. It's ultimately that question of sacrificing time. How valuable is your time spent on these things? As much as I love this, I obviously had the fleeting thoughts of, am I going to get myself ready and record a podcast today? And yes, you have the fleeting thought, you have the question, then you just do it anyway. Am I going to go for that run today? I went for a run yesterday or 2 days ago, so I am still a bit tired. But if you turn up and do it, you're doing it from a place of love, not a place of punishment. Discipline can be love. Love for yourself, love for the craft, love for the thing that you care about. And that's important to realize. So I guess a question to start off with today is, what do you love in your life? What do you need to turn up for more regularly in your life? What is the thing that you love is difficult to do, but you always feel a heightened sense of value when you've done it? Even for no returns. It's a funny point, that for no returns, because that's a pure status point that I make. But all the returns are internal, that within yourself, you are getting so much value, so many returns from doing that thing. Even though on the surface, nobody would be able to tell. Nobody would be able to realize the value that you have from doing this thing that matters to you. Sometimes, the most beautiful things that matter to you are the things that only you can create. Nobody can give it to you. And obviously, physically or materialistically, they can take it away from you. But from the effort, the hours, the time, the thought, the passion that you have put into something that matters to you, that can never be taken away. I like to think of it as if someone was to take everything away from you on this thing that matters to you and you had to start again, you'd be able to do it. Because you care, because you know how to do it, because you know what it takes to get to that point of feeling good and proud about the thing that matters to you. I think ultimately one of the toughest things when it comes to finding something that matters to you and that you love for no returns viscerally is starting. Starting because there's no pressure on you. There's nobody telling you to do it. We are so used to getting instructions and having to do that in order to keep people happy. But when you go into that next level or deeper layer of what matters to you, you're the only person that's accountable. You're the only person that is going to truly care if it happens or not. So that discipline really comes to the fore. That purpose really becomes heightened because it's only you. You are the accountability. You are the only person who's maybe going to care whether you turn up and do it or not. And that leads into the self-loathing, that regret, that I wish I'd done that. Because you know you can, ultimately. But it also leads to that heightened inner self-love of, I have the peace of mind that I turned up and did the thing that matters to me, and nobody can take that away from you. I'm going to finish there today, guys. Short and sweet. Hopefully something for you to ponder on for the rest of the day. I do truly hope that you are enjoying these extra episodes as I delve deeper into this project. I hope they are useful. I hope they ultimately give you something to think about, give you almost like a little bit of a light to follow. And the beautiful thing is, it's not telling you what to think, it's trying to get you how to think about your own life. Let me know any thoughts that you have from your own perspective around this topic by writing to me on email. Otherwise, I will see you all soon. Cheers.